just to Webster Live so we could bring in Coach Greg Bonnet. Congratulations, Coach. Big win tonight, 52-12 the final. As we start talking about some of the positives, what are some of the things maybe you liked just in general tonight?
Well, obviously I love the second half. I thought we came out with a bunch of fire, scored a whole bunch of points, made a bunch of good plays. I think kids were on the field and they were excited about playing. I think they wanted the ball to be thrown to them. They wanted the ball to be ran their way so that they could go up and make some plays, and really flew around well, just had good overall, really good team speed, pursuit to the ball, making plays when they needed to. That was beautiful.
You talked about a bunch of points in a hurry. 43 unanswered points after you guys trailed 12-9, and we gave the play of the game to that last-second touchdown. And in the first half, obviously a big momentum swing.
Big momentum swing.
Maybe talk about how that kind of gave you guys some charge going into the halftime.
Well, we didn't want to be down going into halftime because it wouldn't have been pretty. And we're a team that stayed up a little bit too late last night doing homecoming activities, and they knew it.
Yeah.
And I warned them, and I think they believe me now.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll have any of those issues again in the future. But we were just a little bit flat. And that play was big. It was a great play. The kid was running all over the place, and it took a little bit of sting out of them because they had a lot of momentum. They were fired up. I-35 was jacked up. They're ready to go. And that just kind of took the wind out of their sails and put some into ours.
And we talked about staying positive. Big tackling performances, I would say, tonight. We were afraid that they might come out in a bit of a different look, throwing a little more than we're used to. Mm-hmm. But they stayed on the ground, and you guys were able to wrap up. And a couple of times we talked, Brian and I, they shot themselves in the foot. They were able to kind of escape on those third and longs that we've been fighting all season. Mm-hmm. But the call did come back, and when it came time to make the tackles, I think your guys did a great job.
Well, I think so, too. You get held, and it is tough to make a tackle.
Yeah.
And I think they made some pretty good calls. My hat's off to I-35 because that takes the sting out of you a little bit too. If they have those, it's a whole different ball game. They have a little bit of momentum. But, you know, the bottom line is you got to make tackles when it's important. We came out and we did just that. I mean, it was great to see. We really expected them to pass a lot more too. We didn't expect to see all that, all the run game that they did. And it was kind of nice to see our guys really respond and set the edge really well. I thought our outside linebackers, our defensive edge, played really well tonight, and then the inside backers were flowing great, and we just were fitting nicely tonight.
Yeah, and as we continue here on the Brookwood Incorporated postgame show, Justin Webster live on KNIAKRLS.com with Coach Greg Bonnet, coming off a 52-12 victory, 43 unanswered points for the Mustangs here on homecoming night. Now we talked about some of the good things you saw in the first or in the ball game, getting back to 3-3 overall. 2-0 in district play. So as we head into the first road test of district play, what are some things you're going to look to correct there?
Well, Albia is really good. I've watched film on them, and they're good. They don't do too much. They're not real tricky on offense. They have a couple plays, and they just run them really well, and they run them really fast, and they got some size, and they're physical. And so we know that we're going to have to come out, and we're going to have a really good week of practice. And when we show up for this ball game, we better be ready for the most physical game that we've played all year, because everything I've seen on film indicates that they are absolutely the most physical team that we're going to have faced yet this year.
And, as we head into district play, starting to talk about some of the positives, 2-0 again in district play so far, back to .500 as we get into the second half of the season. Is there anything else, Coach, that's kind of lingering? We had some delay of game penalties in the first half that it seemed like you were able to correct. Is there anything just kind of hanging out there that you're trying to work on as we get deeper into the season with this young team?
Well, it's all a matter of keeping their focus. Like I said, they are young, and last night we had some sophomores up to no good doing some shenanigans, just being young, stupid kids, and I think they lost their focus a little bit, and that's what you deal with a lot with a young team, is just trying to keep their focus on the ball game and what's important. You know, they got a lot on their mind, and I told them at halftime, I said, you know, what are you guys thinking about the dance or something? Where are your heads at right now? And just kind of put it on them. And then I told them that what I always believe is that you can change your mind in a hurry, and you can make a decision to start focusing, and that's all it really takes. And that's what we're working on with them more than anything, is just keeping your focus, understand your role, understand your job, doing your job as good as you possibly can. Don't worry about the wins and the losses. Just play by play, do your job.
Yep, and it looks like they were able to get refocused here in the second half against scoring to take the lead for the final time. Just to end that first half as we continue on in the Brookwood Incorporated post-game show. Again, congratulations to you, Coach. 52-12, the final. 3-3 now overall. 2-0 in district play. We'll have to find out what happened between Bondurant and Albia to see which one of those will be joining you in the undefeated ranks in district play. But congratulations to you again, and we'll head off to Albia for the road game next week. Anything you want to tell our fans before we hit the road?
Well, I'd like to say hi to my grandma, if you don't care.
No problem at all.
My grandma, Jeannie Winfield, she listens to me, and she coaches me up. She said, you know, make sure you don't say you know all the time. quit saying you know. Grandma, I hope I did a better job. I love you.
Yep, Grandma, shout out to you, and I'm new here as well, so we'll try to keep the crutches to a minimum. 52-12 is the final, though. Again, big congrats going out to Coach Greg Bonnet. We'll be back on in a minute with the one to count on.